I was born bold.
Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunston's for a chance to win 150K. Oh, oh, oh. Summer breakfast.
Bumrah bowls.
Reached away from the body. It burst through the hands of Gully, having taken the edge. And it goes down to the boundary for four. Cameron Green has his first half century in Test cricket. Rohit Sharma's wrapped on the pads. Hazelwood got through him and he's got him pinned in front. Hazelwood gets the LBW call.
There's a little bit of how we heard it yesterday on SEN Test Cricket, which Simon Kadich is an enormous part of for us. He's here for Dulux Trade Centres as well on a day that had a little bit of everything yesterday. Kat, good morning. Thanks for being with us. And it seems timely to start with Cam Green and what he was able to do yesterday, doesn't it?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was. He was magnificent yesterday. He was under pressure because he got a first inning stuck, and it's never easy when you're on a pair. You obviously want to contribute in a test match, and he has been contributing. He's taken some good catches in the gully and bowled some handy overs without getting a test wicket yet. He got a good 40 in that second innings in Melbourne, but this innings here yesterday, you know, really showed his class. He got through a tricky period early on against Bumrah. The Indians worked him over. And then he got in a really good partnership with the Aussie skipper, Tim Payne, and got Australia into a very good position and showed what he's got with the power of being a big man and being able to hit through the line of the ball and hit some towering sixes.
Do you think that would be a surprise to some or a welcome surprise to some, Kat, that he's got that extra gear that he can go to like he did yesterday?
Oh, look, for those in the know, everyone knows it's not a surprise. I think he'd done a lot of work pre-season. He played a few games for the Scorchers last year. And he hasn't had a lot of white ball experience yet because he's still developing. But from all reports in the pre-season when they were doing their power hitting and working on that aspect of the game, he was very, very impressive according to Adam Voges. So from that point of view, you know, those that have been seeing him firsthand would say, no, it's not a surprise. But to be able to do it under pressure on a day four wicket at the SCG that was, you know, starting to get a bit up and down, he's a different kettle of fish, and he did it beautifully.
Kat, were you impressed or happy with the decision to declare after they did swing away there for a period of time with Green and Tim Payne that looked a lot more aggressive and clearly trying to put some score on the board? Was that the right time to declare, and then what happens today as a result?
Yeah, look, it definitely was. I think, you know, 400 runs, if India were to get that, you'd have to say well played to them, given that they potentially might be two batsmen short with Jadeja and maybe Rishabh Pant, we're not sure yet. And also the fact that the Australian bowlers have had a stranglehold over them on this wicket, particularly in the first innings, their scoring rate was around two runs and over. So, you know, realistically, for them to get 400, it was going to be a huge ask. But their openers played beautifully, but there was a couple of key breakthroughs late yesterday. And now, you know, there's still a fair bit of work to be done. You know, Pujara and Rahane are fine test players, and they will dig in and show some resolve today. But I think Australia should be able to get the job done today.
Kat, tell us about that decision to declare, the fine line between thinking or wanting the opposition to think that they can actually achieve that target so they still play their natural game, opposed to actually making it out of their reach where they could potentially just shut up shop. What is that fine line and what are the decisions that come within that?
I think they base it around, you know, how many overs are left in the game, how many overs they think they need to bowl to get all 10 wickets for India, and then I guess the runs and the scoring rate this test match. And we've seen that you know, with the discipline of the Australian attack and knowing that Nathan Lyon bowls a lot of overs and keeps it tight at one end with it spinning, it was always going to be a tough ask to score it more than probably three and over. So the Indian openers are certainly both attacking players and they were able to, you know, get out there and play well. But, you know, the rest of the batting order is not as, I guess, free-flowing as they are. And so today we should be able to shut the board down for periods of time. And Pujara and Rahane might decide that they just want to bat and I guess occupy the crease and make it as difficult as possible for Australia. And, you know, what happens if a partnership goes for a couple of hours and they take 30 or 40 overs off the scoreboard, then it gives a bit of belief to the dressing room. So I dare say that'll be India's plan. I can't see them trying to chase the runs down, but you never know.
There's been some discussion about Pujara's innings in the first innings, Kat, about just maybe not batting with enough intent. I know Ricky Ponting was really outspoken and said that he almost put India behind the game a bit because of how slow he was going. How did you see his first innings?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's times where you have to bat and dig in and obviously weather the new ball, and that's what he does so well. So you can't knock him for that. He's a fine test player, and he was magnificent here last time around. However, last time around, he had Kohli around him, and he had, an Australian batting lineup was struggling, so India was able to dictate terms. This time around, when you've got, chasing 338, the last thing India could afford to do the other day was to be going slow from that sort of 50-over period to 80-over period when the ball's soft, it's the best time to score, and you can actually put some pressure back on the Australian bowlers. But they weren't doing that, and as a result, you got to the second new ball, India were roughly around 160, and they're still a long way behind Australia. And then you get exposed with the second new ball, and we saw what Cummins did with it, and he opened India up, and they end up folding.
Kat, a lot of conversation again about Matty Wade, and we've spoken about him this morning at 7 o'clock and had some incredible feedback, but mixed feedback on his position or whether he should be in the team, whether he should be changed in the order. What's your take on him?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one because we talked about it yesterday on air. He's left the door ajar now by the way he's played in a couple of these test matches, particularly the way he's gotten out, in Melbourne in that first innings when he was going well, and then here in the first innings in Sydney when he looked really good as well. So it's not a form thing with him. It's just been, obviously, under pressure. Travis Head's been dropped as a result, and he'd probably be feeling that knowing that he's got to make the most of these opportunities because Travis Head has a superior test record to Matthew Wade. Matthew Wade's now played, I think, 35 tests, and the average is just over 30. So the alarm bells are starting to ring, and that's the danger for him, and he would be knowing that. The only thing that's probably in his favour at the moment is this is a young Australian batting lineup. If you look at Pekowski on debut, Green's only played 3 tests, and if they feel that they need another experienced head in that top six, then Matthew Wade probably has that. But, at the moment, Travis Head's missed out. He could probably consider himself a little bit unlucky, but same time, he probably hasn't made the most of his opportunities as well. And this is the thing, playing for the Australian team, is there's plenty of good players around that are ready to take his spot. Who's going to take it? That's the question. I mean, Marcus Harris is a top-order player. They didn't pick him over Joe Burns, who hadn't made any runs, so I can't see them picking him. The only other one in the squad is maybe Moses Henriques, who's done well for New South Wales the last few years. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Kat, lastly, what was it like being at the ground yesterday? There's a lot that don't have the opportunity to be at the SCG this year. When play stopped, Mohammad Siraj spoke to the umpires and got the match officials and security staff involved. What was that like from your perspective being there?
Yeah, look, it wasn't great seeing that on a cricket field where obviously you feel like something's been said, but the problem is until people investigate it and get to the bottom of it, it is, it's one of those situations where it's one word against someone else's unless there's witnesses that prove otherwise. So you'd like to think that, after the day before when it became news that there were some racist remarks, people weren't going to come to cricket the next day and take that on, knowing full well that there's severe penalties in place and it's just not condoned. But, there are reports that I've heard from people that have been sitting in that vicinity that it wasn't a racist comment and it was probably a misinterpretation. So until they get to the bottom of the investigation, we're not going to know, unfortunately.
Yeah, well said, I reckon. Fascinating last day, this one, Kat. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Simon Kadich joining us for all of your professional painting needs. Head into your local Dulux Trade Centre or Inspirations Paint. Do we rock and roll through them today or do India stretch it right the way to the end?
We'll take it. It finishes in the last session today.
You reckon?
Well, we haven't had a 5-day test yet this summer and we're finally going to get one. So let's make the most of it. Let's drag it right out to the last when the shadows are long. Shadows
are deep. Michael Clarke at the SCG years ago with those 3 wickets right against
three
India.
Three for about 9, is that right? Yeah. I want to see that today. I actually want to see a full day's play.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Well, it's 37 degrees in Melbourne today, so it's a good day to sit in front of the aircon and watch the cricket.
With a box of Sunny Boys.
Box of Sunny Boys?
You know they don't make Sunny Boys anymore.
Oh.
Zupa Dupas.
It's upsetting.
Got to go to the Zupa Dupa auction.
Summer Flyers up next on Summer Breakfast. Stay with us.